This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana has become the first state in the U.S. to ban the popular computer application TikTok. On Wednesday, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed the bill that's more sweeping than any other state's attempts to curtail the social media app. A lawsuit against the new law is expected, and that legal challenge will serve as a testing ground for the TikTok-free America that many conservative national lawmakers want. Some lawmakers, the FBI, and officials at other agencies are concerned that the video-sharing app owned by the Chinese tech company ByteDance could be used to allow the Chinese government to access information on American citizens or to push pro-Beijing misinformation that could influence the public. The app's fun, goofy videos and ease of use has made it immensely popular, and U.S. tech giants like Snapchat and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, also see it as a competitive threat. Montana's new law prohibits downloads of TikTok in the state and would fine any entity, an app store or TikTok, $10,000 per day for each time someone is offered the ability to access the social media platform or download the app. The penalties would not apply to users. Opponents argue that the ban is government overreach and says Montana residents could easily circumvent the ban by using a virtual private network, a service that shields internet users by encrypting their data traffic, preventing others from observing their web browsing and other online activities. Montana state officials say geofencing technology could be used, like that used with online sports gambling applications, which are deactivated in states where online gambling is illegal. TikTok has said it has a plan to protect U.S. users and has vowed to fight back against the ban, along with small business owners who said they use the app for advertising to help grow their businesses and reach more customers. The ACLU of Montana opposed the bill, arguing it was an unconstitutional restriction of free speech. Montana banned the app on government-owned devices in late December. More than half of U.S. states and the federal government have a similar ban. Gianforte signed the ban after the bill easily passed through Montana's GOP-controlled legislature. A Helena High School robotics team called Fusion 4133 won the top award in an international robotics competition in Houston, Texas. Fusion 4133 won the award at the first championship in April. The Helena robotics team took home first place in the design category of the Edison division. The judges were looking for a team that has worked through various iterations of a robot to land upon a final version, and the Helena team created a whole new robot for the international competition. This was Fusion 4133's very first win at the international robotics competition. While the judges didn't directly tell the team why they won, Zach Heller, the team's co-captain and build lead, suspects it had something to do with their 3D printed belts. Heller said, "We believe this was for our 3D printed belts, which are one of a kind throughout the entire competition, possibly the entire world. Using the homemade belts allowed the team to custom build their robot and not have to subscribe to a more rigid or traditional design." Miranda Schaefer, team co-captain and lead of documentation, said, "Most people use store-bought belts, and those can limit creativity or make you fit into specific areas because you need the right amount of teeth to go between different distances. So being able to print them gives us freedom." For the two seniors, Heller and Schaefer, this competition and win is a great way to leave their legacy on the team and know that they've left it in good shape for future tinkerers. Heller said, "It shows that all the work we've put in isn't just like, oh, it's kind of cool for Montana, but it actually means something on the world stage." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.